Hello, America. Really pissed off Dave Hodges is here. And I hate to bring you this news because Pennsylvania is on fire with election fraud. Right now, we have no less than 11 counties, and we're going to go through it and we're going to talk about what's happening. And that's just the beginning. I mean, we got so many avenues of voter fraud in Pennsylvania. A lot of people think that who wins Pennsylvania wins the election. It clearly shows on how much the Democrats are cheating on behalf of the policy-less Kamala Harris. We're going to get into it with you right here. Hey, look, we're at some point, and we're going to talk about this a little later, either today or tomorrow, but at some point in time, we're going to have to take over our state governments, recall and replace the officials who are corrupt, and then withdraw from the union. And then form a second America. And you know what? They bring on the violence, they bring on the violence. But we can't exist in an environment like this. But right now, one of the keys to your survival is establishing the beginnings of your parallel economy: food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. Well, there's others too, but those are the big things. And particularly with regard to gold. The banks are in trouble, and I'm going to tell you, the banks, they're going to crack, and a lot of them are going to fail because of the controversy coming out of this election. I mean, we're just hours into voting, and right now we have more stories of voter fraud than we had 8 months after the 2020 election. And here we have it, and the polls aren't even closed in the country at all, anywhere, nowhere. And yet voter fraud is off the charts. You better get in line because your finances are in danger. The Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 says they could keep your money, they be in the banks. You're in last place for reimbursement with the FDIC. The credit swap derivatives are first. They'll never get through that list. You will be SOL. Sorry, out of luck. So, what are you going to do? You're going to take your retirement out of the bank. You're going to back it up with gold or silver, appreciating asset, get away from the dollar, depreciating asset, headed for a calamity. That's one. Same strategy for your bank account. Leave operating capital in, but be prepared to lose what you leave in. But you got to live in the world. Establish your parallel economy, and you need to start now. Now, you can call Noble Gold right now, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. You can go to our website, davehodgesgold.com. And we'll send you out a free information packet electronically. All we need is your email. We do not sell your information. We're not Facebook. We're not YouTube. We don't sell your data. Free information, layman's terms, or call 877-646-5347. Federal government wants me to tell you there's no guarantees. We agree with giving that warning. Along those lines, I have been an advertiser for 8 years. I've been a customer many times over for 7 years. There's a reason why I keep going back. You should too if you want to avoid the calamity of a financial collapse. All right. Boy, this is not an easy report to deliver. Philadelphia on fire. And we're going to have to do a series of reports here. I'll be broadcasting through the night with all the allegations of voter fraud coming out. Okay, listen to these counties: Philadelphia, York, Allegheny, Lehigh, Cambria, we've covered that in the last segment. Wyoming, Lackawanna, Bucks, Lancaster, Butler. There are 66 counties in Pennsylvania, and we have here a dozen counties that are gravely compromised. Listen to me, with failing voting machines. And four of these counties we covered 3 days ago, 4 days ago, Friday, with ballot fraud, fake ballots showing up. We know that's happening in Mesa County as well, too, in Colorado. 12 counties, folks, 12 counties for the key state in the election. They're turning people away. And I covered this when I talked about Cambria alone. Hey, fill out your vote, drop it in the box. What could go wrong? This is the shit they did in Maricopa County in 2022. This is contrived. Every state. Oh, by the way, aren't the machines wonderful? I mean, they're going to sue us for criticizing the machines. But guys, You're doing so wonderful. I feel like we have bought a used car and we're driving off the lot, okay, and you can't get the transmission out of third gear. The brakes barely work. There's a flat tire, but it's okay. Nothing to see here. Just keep driving. You'll be okay. Just keep trusting the machines. It'll be okay. A dozen. But there's more. It's like an infomercial. There's more. Okay. In Philadelphia County, where people are turning out at Trump rallies on election day by the droves, nothing for Harris. Philadelphia County, where, what was it? Biden got 81% of the vote in 2020. And now we're seeing these massive rallies. But listen to this. Across from polling places in Philadelphia, and this is being reported all across alternative media. I've got it. Other people have got it. You probably maybe have already heard of this. This is amazing. NGOs, you know, the same ones that get contracted money from the government, your taxpayer money, and then fly these illegals in. Those people, yeah, okay. NGOs are setting up shop across from polling places, and they themselves are falsely registering people in violation of the law and getting them to cast fake ballots. And there was something else I'll report later. This is really an outrageous case in another state. I'll save that for later. But NGOs interfering in our election. Oh, but we're worried about the Russians. Yeah. Okay. Looking at my notes here, people, there's more I could talk about here, but here's my answer. This is not just a bitch session. I actually have a proposal, and I think America needs to get behind this. Pennsylvania is so compromised right now that Kamala Harris can't help but win because there's massive cheating going on in the biggest county and in dozen counties that are what? All but Philadelphia County that I mentioned are Republican counties suppressing the vote. Maricopa County, voting machines didn't work in 56% of Republican areas. Yeah, nothing in Democrat. There's not one Democrat dominant county where the voting machines are failing. It's a complete voter suppression and it's intentional. Unless, of course, you want to be a coincidence theorist and not look at the odds. Here's my solution. We need to make it clear by mass statements that we're not accepting Pennsylvania. Your 19 votes are disqualified for the Electoral College because your election is so corrupt we can't trust the results. This election needs to be held without those 19 votes. And George is getting close. I'll cover that in the next segment. George is getting really close for me to make the same claim. And these people like Rasburger in Georgia, you're so stupid, you don't think we can remember from 4 years ago, 8 years ago? Unbelievable. Anyway, Pennsylvania on fire with election fraud. And those votes should not count with all the problems they're having. Unsecured votes sitting in boxes for hours. And the people are supposed to trust this, and people had to leave to go to work. Deliberate repression in those 11 counties, 11 dominant Republican counties, none and Democrat dominant. You know, I suppose you could argue Philadelphia, but the only failures are in the suburbs. And guess who's there? The Republicans. The fix is in, and Philadelphia needs to be disqualified. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv, coming out with new features available only to our subscribers. And it'll be commercial-free, interesting stuff. And it'll be a break from this insanity, total insanity. Thecommonsenseshow.tv, sign up today. We're going to have a good time after the election. We've got a serious report coming up about more election fraud in yet another county in Pennsylvania, and it reminds me of the 2022 Maricopa County debacle. Oh my gosh, this is absolutely incredible what's going on. The parallels. I mean, when we say that Maricopa County exports its election fraud strategies, this is proof positive of what yours truly is talking about. Hey, we are brought to you by a wonderful product here, and it's from Dr. Stephen Gundry's partnering with the group, bringing this to you. And it's about olive oil. And we all know that in your pantry, you've got olive oil. And is it good for you? It's great for you. It's like a superfood. And you're probably cooking with it, and there's countless ways to use it, and you can look and feel younger. It's like Ponce de Leon's Fountain of Youth. Now, it's a natural way to help you achieve more youthful appearance. Here's the problem. Although almost all olive oils can give you some benefit, some give you a lot more than others because some corporations cut corners to save costs and cut out essential ingredients, depriving you of the full effect of the olive oil. Well, Dr. Gundry said, enough is enough is enough. This has to be stopped. And so he's exposing this, and I absolutely love what he's doing. He has partnered with a production company, and they made a free video, and it's gone viral since its release. And you can watch it for nothing and find out the secrets of turning back the hands of time. Go to getoliveone.com/Dave. That's getolive1.com/Dave. And the link, if you're coming to us on social media, will be in the description box. You just got to click it on. This is something you really want to look at, and watching the video is completely free. All right, we have some really troubling news. I was watching a report out of ABC. And they reported this like, oh, it's no big deal. Just a little glitch here. Okay, in Cambria County, population of about 165,000 people. This is, I just want to pull my hair out. All right. The voting machines went down. Let me take you back in time. You may have heard me talk about this. In Maricopa County, at the beginning of voting in heavy Republican districts, more than half the registered reporters are voters are Republican. 56% of the voting machines went down on opening. In Democratic districts, 0% went down. Okay. In Cambria County, it's happened again. Say hello to Maricopa County. Hey, Cambria County, meet Maricopa County. Maricopa County, meet Cambria County of Pennsylvania. Their voting machines went down upon opening. Oh, I guess, don't they have a state law where they have to test it before and identify a problem? And then here's the outrage. They have their own version of Box 3. Fill out your vote, Arizona Maricopa voters, and leave it in the box. Trust us, it'll be okay. Some people were unintelligent enough to do that. Other people tried to go to other voting centers, stood in line 2, 3 hours. Some had to go to work, pick up their kids. We estimate in Arizona 150 to 200,000 voters were disenfranchised. And Carrie Lake was defeated in the gubernatorial race by weirdo Katie Hobbs by 17,000 votes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. When I saw this report on mainstream media, my first thought was, gee, I wonder how that county typically votes. What would you say right now? If you were to make a guess, okay, would you say they vote Republican or Marxist Communist Democrat? What do you think? It's overwhelmingly Republican. Of course, it wouldn't happen in a Democratic dominant district. Now, here's what they did is even more outrageous. And if this doesn't violate election protocols, I don't know what would. Well, we're sorry this happened to you. Just fill out your ballot and leave it in this box, and we'll enter it for you later. You have nothing to worry about. Coming from the people who put pizza boxes up so the poll watchers couldn't do their job in the 2020 election. Do you remember that? Now, let me give you the numbers for Cambria County. In the 2016 election, Donald Trump got 66% of the votes, defeating Hillary Clinton, who got 30% in Cambria County. In 2020, Donald Trump got 67% of the votes, while Biden got 31%. Couldn't happen in a Democrat district where Democrat votes could be altered, changed, or thrown out, so it can't affect the overall total. Only what happened in a heavy Republican district. Gee, nothing to see here, folks. Move along. And as soon as they reported it in the mainstream media, they said, you know, other than this little glitch, everything's going great in Pennsylvania. And let's see, we've already reported on four counties with massive voter fraud involving ballots, extra ballots, registering illegals in front of everybody with translators and helping them vote, fill out their vote because they didn't speak any English. Gee, nothing wrong with that picture, is there? And then three other counties where it's well established, there were fake votes, 2,500 in one county, 4,000 in another. And here you're potentially suppressing. Here are your vote totals. The vote totals for 2020 were 48,000 for Trump and 21,000 for Biden. Would you say today that might even be like 51% to 17%? I mean, it's already a landslide in the past. But given the state of the country, we're on the wrong path as 72% of America. Would you expect that number to be the same, less, or higher? I'd say higher. So let's say 50%. Okay, let's say they've got, this is just amazing. What if they kick out half of those votes, 25,000? That's enough to win an election, people, right here. This one faux pas right here is enough to win an election. I hope to goodness the Trump people get their ballot watchers there to oversee this ridiculous process and be there for the implementation of their vote. Now, in Arizona, we can actually text and get a record of our vote having been registered. I don't know if they have that in Pennsylvania. I'll call Doug Hagman a little while here and I'll try to find out if that's the case. But here we go again. More election cheating in a key state. And Pennsylvania is rampant with the cheating. Now, so is Arizona, another swing state, and 218,000 votes that shouldn't count. But you got the cartel lawyer who's now the Secretary of State saying that I know what the court order says, but gee, I don't know if I can do the proper reporting in time. And we don't know if we can find all the names. I don't know where to look. I'm just the Secretary of State. How would I know where the voter rolls are? 218,000 in Arizona. Wow, this is incredible, isn't it? Well, anyway, check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv, starting a new series there, Hiding in Plain Sight, HIPS for short. We'll label it with HIPS, and we're going to look at mysteries of the mind, hidden history, repressed technology. Really interesting stuff I think you're going to enjoy, in addition to our geopolitics. The only place that you can see those particular shows from HIPS is at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today. We'll see you back here next time. And we've got a revelation here that we're going to clean up in more detail that we have brought to you before. And I want to thank Jerome Corsi, Dr. Jerome Corsi, Harvard-educated political scientist. Don't hold that against him. This man is a brilliant intellect, a tremendous researcher. And I had the honor of a new broadcaster when I first started in 2007. Of having Dr. Corsi on my show as my second guest. Whoa, 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 whoa. Talk about starting at the top. Anyway, Dr. Corsi exposed some things. I'm going to review them very quickly. And I've already linked this into Colorado, but now we have more proof. And this is a nationwide operation that has been unraveling in Colorado to steal your vote. Hey, listen, I'm telling you right now, before we get started in this, if Kamala is able to steal this election, I ain't following one of her damn rules. Not one. I don't care what the consequence is. And every one of you, if you're smart, you'll do the same thing because these people are Bolshevik communists engaged in election theft, and it benefits China, the UN, the World Economic Forum. This is treason. And these officials in Colorado deserve prison for life. I'm going to talk about this in some detail after the break. And I'm just telling you, folks, this is the demise of our culture. It's a 19th Amendment violation. Oh, the right for women to vote. Yeah, it takes away women's right to vote. It's also your right to vote, period. Period. Oh, this is so much. This is so rich with fraud. Anyway, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. We're seeking to have, very clearly, we are seeking to have a parallel economy in response to what Kamala's doing, but it has to be off their digital books. If you're in the system with your money, then you're screwed. They'll tell you where you can spend your money, how you can spend your money, and if you're naughty and not nice, they'll take your money from you, a la the Chinese social credit system. The inventors have brought it here, and it's being unraveled as I speak. Your retirement will be gone, your savings will be gone, because if they control it, all you get's an allowance for being on good behavior. That's a fact. Do something now while you still can. Now, the federal government wants me to tell you that, specifically the FTC, that going to give this in good faith. Anytime you deal in investment, there can be an inherent risk. Past performance can't be construed with future expectation. Okay. Now, say this in response. I've been a paid advertiser for Noble Gold for 8 years. I've been a customer for over seven, and I've done multiple deals, and I couldn't be happier. And there's no pressure. They don't move you into anything. They answer your questions. They give you the data, and then they leave it to you to close the deal. And I know I've been through it so many times. It's still shocking to me. Okay, I'm ready to go now. Oh, okay. You want us to prepare your order, Mr. Hodges? Yes, I do. And they know me. The people at Noble Gold know who I am. When I call in, and I'm not bragging, I'm just saying I've done so much business with them that when I call in, oh, Dave, yeah, I like your show about, and I get those kinds of comments repeatedly, and I still have to close my own deal. Okay, here's the deal. You can get your money out of the bank. You can get your retirement away from the bank that you'll never recover from if you don't. And then you can back it with gold or silver. And they're both escalating like crazy, an appreciating asset as opposed to a depreciating asset in the dollar, and you'll control it, and they can't take it. Simple. This is easy. DaveHodgesGold.com is where you go. You'll get a free information prospectus written in layman's terms. It's short, sweet, to the point, and has Noble Gold's number on there. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. If you've got a nest egg to protect, there is no way that you should not be doing this. DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, going back to Colorado, Jenna Griswold, you deserve life in prison. Let me remind everybody, Tina Peters, who we've interviewed on this show and I've talked about her repeatedly. Tina Peters is one of my heroes. This woman is a gold star mom, but her courage and perseverance through terrible tragedy, the loss of her son, a man who was willing and did give his life for his country. This woman is incredibly courageous. And you know why she said she became secretary, excuse me, the county clerk and recorder of Mesa County? Because she got tired of standing in the DMV lines for 3 hours. She said, I can fix this. And she did. But then she started noticing anomalies in elections. And she said, we got to look at these machines. There's something wrong here. Oh, is she ever right? There's still voter fraud in Mesa County. And the present county clerk and recorder has called out the Secretary of State and said, shut your mouth, stay out of my business. This is my jurisdiction. Tina's going to prison in part for disobeying Jenna Griswold, the Secretary of State. She had no authority to order Tina to do anything. It was a total kangaroo court with a Bolshevik communist judge who didn't allow Tina to even present evidence why it was necessary to investigate the machines. Wasn't even allowed to. What a corrupt criminal judge. You may escape prosecution, judge, but we'll see you in hell. And I'm being very serious about that. And you have the impotent governor. You have this criminal secretary of state who I really think is the brainchild behind all the corruption in elections in Colorado. I grew up in Colorado. And I have to tell you right now, I don't think the Democrats really have a true majority. It's a rigged game. And we're going to show how much of a rigged game it is. But this is a national operation that has been uncovered in Colorado. And Jenna Griswold is the point person for this. Okay, this is a reporter from 9 News in Denver. Something I grew up watching, by the way. Used to be good news. I'm shocked that they're running this. I'm shocked that they're running this, but they are for some reason. Somebody's pissed off at somebody. Okay, let's play this clip here as I prepare the proper sound strategy here, and we'll just let this gentleman run with it.
Found out about the breach 5 days ago, but only started changing the leaked passwords after that security issue was made public. Tonight, 9 News investigates why Griswold dragged her feet on securing the voting machines and telling county clerks about the breach. Here's Marshall Zellinger.
Voting machines used by county clerks are listed on the Colorado Secretary of State's website by serial number, by county, by model, and vendor. And apparently, up until last week, there was a hidden tab next to inventory that, when unhidden, showed one of two passwords needed to make changes to each computer. And Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold knew about this on Thursday and did not start having any of the passwords changed until it became public on Tuesday.
I don't think I need to go any further with this. It's criminal as hell. You heard about the intentional delay. This was intentional. Oh, gee, we'll get to that because we got other things that are more important. No. The integrity of your election was the most important part of your job, Griswold, and you know it. And you got caught cheating. You purposely left this open and it got leaked. And I think there's an insider involved here. I don't see how there's not an insider involved. But it's a two-layered system, and the second layer is on the passwords, and they're lying to the public saying, "Oh, the first layer has penetrated, no effect." That's BS. When Dr. Jerome Corsi came on our show last week, he said very clearly, about a third of the voters on the voter rolls have been implanted and they're fake. Because I asked him the specific question, Dr. Corsi, how many of these would you estimate? He goes, about a third. And this operation is in effect in every state. And who's behind it? Well, Dr. Corsi says it's the CIA. And I totally agree with this. The cover-up of the Hunter Biden laptop was CIA backed with those 51 officials that committed perjury by signing that document. The CIA. They killed Kennedy. I'm censored because of the CIA, because on YouTube, I called for a release of all the files. I said, what are they hiding? By law, they have to release the files. It's the CIA, people. John Kennedy was right. This organization needs to be broken into 1,000 pieces. They're operating domestically, illegally, and they've been caught over and over. That's not even in dispute. And now they're screwing with the elections again. Oh, by the way, did you see in the report here the voting machine companies that were involved? Just pointing that out, not making any allegation. Just wanted to point that out. And that voter list that you saw was just like the one I showed you in Michigan, where there are 279,000 incidences of duplicate signatures with the same ballot ID casting 163,000 illegal votes in Michigan, and nothing is being done by the authorities. Michigan is gone. You're seeing how Colorado is gone. I believe Pennsylvania is doing the same thing, but in Pennsylvania, they're really focusing on the illegal ballots. And we gave you four examples of that last Friday on Voter Fraud Friday. Wow, this is just incredible, is it not? I could go on and play more of this report. But it's more just reinforcement of what you have there with the headline. I can't believe 9 News did this. I'm shocked that mainstream, these are the same people that were denying that the TDA gang was taking over apartments in Aurora, Colorado, despite the video evidence that we all saw. The Venezuelan with the sniper rifle with the big scope kicking in the door. And then when that surfaced, oh, it's just one instance. It's only one apartment. That was the excuse. I don't care if it's just one apartment. It's not. It's much worse than that. So I have family and friends in Aurora. I know they talk. Danelle Jarensky, Aurora City Councilwoman, has been on this like flies on you know what. Listen, we live in a totally criminally corrupt administration. We truly do. Donald Trump struggled with this. It's out of the closet. There's no restraints. Can I repeat one example from Merrick Garland? This is how criminal our federal law enforcement is. Shrona Bishop goes to her local school board member meeting, our meeting, and she says, I don't want CRT taught to my kids. My kids are not racist. Kids should not be categorized. It puts them at odds with each other. A very professional, well-spoken presentation. You've heard Sharona on my show, not once, not twice, but three times over 2 years. And you know she's very well-spoken. You know she's very logical. She's unemotional and dispassionate in her approach because she's trying to make intellectual points. And I can tell you privately, she's really pissed off. Now, the FBI comes and kicks in her door, puts guns to the heads of all her family. Her husband's a government employee, manhandled the teenage daughter on the stairs, came in without a warrant, stole all her electronics. And why? Because she was interfering in the profits of Merrick Garland, who's in violation of the Hatch Act. He's in violation of criminal conspiracy. See, when you're the attorney general, you, and this is all, this is law, your policies cannot benefit you. Panorama Education owns CRT. Panorama Education is owned by Merrick Garland's daughter and son-in-law. This is how criminally corrupt these people are. Now, we see massive corruption here in Colorado, and Tina Peters, for exposing it in Mesa County, is going to prison for 9 years. I guess Jenna Griswold deserves life in prison, as does the governor, as does that criminally corrupt judge. Have you had enough? Do you realize what's at stake on Election Day? Do you realize that? Well, may I suggest that you get off your and get people to the polls at this last-ditch effort. Now, there's some states you could vote after the election. If you're in one of those communist states, then you need to take advantage of this loophole. Please. Your future, not just your standard of living, your rights, your right to live, is on the ballot. We'll be back with more. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv, where after the election, we're going to introduce HIPs, hiding in plain sight. And the only way you can see it is to go to the commonsenseshow.tv. And what do you get? Mostly not geopolitical. Interesting stuff. Suppressed inventions. We're going to dig into Tesla a little bit. We're going to look at Mel's Hole. We're going to really look at aliens. What are they? Are they demonic? Are they truly extraterrestrial? And we have pretty good evidence on this. I mean, there's a whole smorgasbord of topics we're going to cover. And we've tested it. We've put a few of these shows out in various social media. It's popular. People like it. And of course, we'll still do the geopolitical because I feel an obligation if Kamala is able to steal this election to help America prep for how we're going to handle her takeover because it's going to get ugly. How ugly? Well, come back. We'll tell you about the Second Amendment in the next segment. How do you get the commonsenseshow.tv? Just go to thecommonsenseshow.tv. It's easy to sign up. We'll see you over there. You get to a point where you think that your head is going to explode. We're just going to keep putting this out, and I'm hoping that you're going to share this far and wide because we need to get to a point of civil disobedience to the hilt. Your election's being stolen right out from underneath of you. And we can't sit by and just let this happen. J6 is not the answer. There are definitive things we can do, and we're going to brainstorm a little bit over the next few days, and then we're going to have some solid plans. And I hope that all of you have the balls to follow it, okay? Because I'm not going to obey an illegitimate Marxist communist government that steals elections. And the evidence is overwhelming. You know, look, I couldn't stand Bill Clinton. And I knew about Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's drug ties, organized crime, and all that nonsense. Mena, Arkansas, the murder of those two kids on the railroad track. I knew all about that then. But you know what? And I knew there was some cheating in that election. But I also said, I don't think it's that big. Okay? I think Bush stole the 2020 election, or 2000 election from Gore. I almost say, thank God. Bush was terrible. Gore would have been 10 times worse. But I knew that then, but I've never stood up and said massive voter fraud is stealing elections until 2020. And yet I've been aware of it all the time. But you know, it's funny. Hillary Clinton can say it, right? All these other Democrats that have lost, Stacey Abrams, who couldn't get elected to dog catcher, but you know, she thinks she's the governor of Georgia. She said it. It's okay for them. Thing is we have overwhelming proof. Eyewitnesses are videotaping. They're actually taking affidavits from some of these people at the GOP. The problem is, though, is the courts are so corrupt right now that they'll use the same rulings they used in 2020 election. You don't have standing. Excuse me, President Trump, you may have been the candidate, but you don't have standing if the election was stolen from you. So we're not going to look at the facts. That's from John Roberts, who's on Epstein's list, who's compromised. It's that simple. And I've been saying it, and we've been saying it since the murder of Antonin Scalia, Supreme Court Justice. This has been fully exposed, fully exposed. And I'm sick of it. The gloves are off right now in this. Rebellion? No, you people just get yourself killed. You get guns and take to the streets. It's stupid. But we can bring this regime down, and we're going to talk about how over the next several days, because th this election's fait accompli. They're going to find a way to steal it unless God intervenes. And I'll tell you, I'm right in what I'm saying, but also, too, I never underestimate the power of Lord Jesus Christ. Anything can happen there. Maybe he'll turn water into wine. No, Kamala would drink it all. Anyway, you know who I am. You know what we do. We are brought to you by something that can give you your life back. Do you have something that's debilitating you? Like I did, where I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs because of strep lung linings from RSV. Nothing was working. I was given a horrible prognosis. Do you have something that's really interfering in your life? Well, that's why you need this. You need NanoSoma Spray. Gave me my life back. I'm doing things I haven't done in 25 years. I'm so angry right now. I can't wait to be done with the broadcasting and the newsletter today so I can go out and do my sled tonight. I'm going to go to the gym, leg workout, and I'm going to sprint. If you'd have told me last March I was going to be able to do these things, I'd have said, "You're nuts. There's no way. There's no way." And I'm taking my basketball with me because maybe I'll get to play a little bit. You can be part of the biggest healthcare in the natural realm, natural healthcare revolution in history. This is fantastic stuff, and I can't recommend it strongly enough. And I won't be happy till everybody's on. All you got to do is go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, here we go. This just never ends. Oh, let's talk about Raffensperger in Georgia. We won't even talk about the murders that were committed, we think, by the CCP. We think. But I think he and Kemp, excuse me. You have to be on hemp to believe they're not criminals. But I think those two fully knew about it. I don't see how they didn't. In the murders, touched real close to home. But I'm not even going to talk to you about that. What we're going to talk about here is a stolen election in 2020 and how Raffensperger's numbers don't match up. The odds say the man is corrupt. And he's at it again today. But let's go back down memory lane so I can build a foundational base to show you what an abject criminal he is. Okay, I wanted to show you this. I wrote this in November of 2020, and this was a little less than 2 weeks after the election. And we knew then the election was, I knew when I went to bed. I was asleep in a chair. My wife had already gone to bed. My son's away at college. He calls me and says, "Dad, they're stealing." I go, "Huh? What? What?" I said, "No, Trump's way ahead in all the swing states." And he says, "Dad, go check." So fell asleep about 11 local time. I was awakened at 1, and I'll be damned if he wasn't right. Funny how they stole at the midnight hour. Now they're stealing it at the voting machine level by suppressing the votes. But I want to show you Raffensperger, because he's brought a new element into this that's giving the Democrats fuel and adding fuel to their fire, just in the case that they can't pull off enough cheating to get a victory. Raffensperger, who's supposedly a Republican, a rhino to the nth degree, like Mitch McConnell in bed with China, he is giving the Democrats fuel. Okay, now as you see here, I wrote this in. The Georgia election went into recount. Okay. Now, let's go down to here. Let's go down to here and let's look at these problems here. Georgia began to recount votes it received on November 3rd. So this is 18 days after the election. It's a little more than 2.5 weeks. Okay, and there are different types of election fraud. I'm not going to go into all that right here, but I want to scroll down to here. Okay, there is a type of voting fraud that involves the counting. Okay, data crunchers produce powerful evidence, electronic voting machines in contested states that switch votes to Trump to Biden. Okay, that was proven beyond my satisfaction. Okay, there's a link right here. Okay, let's continue down this rabbit hole here. Okay, and this is where we'll get to the meat of the matter. This is pretty damn telling. It really is. I think what you're going to see here is you're going to see there's no way in hell that Raffensperger wasn't corrupt in 2020, and he's just as corrupt today, just using a different tactic of voter fraud. Let there be no doubt. Let's look back at 2020. Okay, because I'm going to read here verbatim. The refusal to check signatures or otherwise try to validate mail-in ballots, which they didn't do. They didn't do it in Arizona either in 2020 or 2022, gets created huge anomalies, rejection rates. Anomaly means could be suspicious. It's unusual. Okay, now look at this. Typically, Georgia rejects 3.5% of absentee ballots. So that's their rejection of absentee ballots. And Trump was ahead in Georgia when people went to bed. And when they woke up, it was just like, here's the election. It's been stolen. He lost. And it's the absentee ballots that did it in 2020. Today, it's the voting machine suppression to a large extent. But I want to expose the character of the person that's in charge of elections in Georgia. Okay, so with a 3.5% absentee ballot rate, okay, they can't be validated, so they're disqualified. I want you to look in 2020, the 3.5% figure went to a rejection rate of 0.002%. 0.002% from a 3.5%. Statistically, it's impossible, but let me give you something else that shows the voter fraud of Raffensperger before we jump into what happened today. Okay, not content with removing these voter frauds, Raffensperger also ordered the counties to finish the process by 3 p.m. the Saturday following the recounting start. In other words, they had to count. They received 5 million votes. And is it possible that they could recount everything in 1.5 days? It's not a recount. It's fraud theater. Okay, now that was then. This is now. This is election criminal Raffensperger, and he's been proving that since 2020. So, you know, hey, bring it on, because discovery will be fun. So he's the Georgia Secretary of State. Okay. Classic rhino Republican under the control of China, according to what a lot of the insiders in Georgia tell me. People in Georgia don't like us in Arizona very well because they say we export our cheating to them. It's true. It's happened in Pennsylvania today, too. Anyway, you can't hear this real well in the very, very beginning. Stay patient with me because it gets really revealing and you're going to laugh your you-know-what off. This is absolutely hilarious. All right. So let's play this.
And the only places that we've heard about the one bomb threat, have you heard of any other verified?
Some mindless mainstream media person is asking a question about a bomb threat. Okay, so that's what you really couldn't make out. Let me play his answer.
All threats at any point,
We've heard some threats that were of Russian origin. And so I don't know how to describe if that's viable. We don't think.
Does anyone even believe this insanity? Wasn't the Russia hoax a hoax? Wasn't it proven to be a hoax? It wrecked General Flynn's political career. An honorable man who served his country, did nothing wrong, but let's pick on him. They tried to get Don Jr. too. Russia, Russia, Russia. Unbelievable. And here's what he's saying. The Russians are threatening to blow up election centers. Most of which, from what I'm told by the locals, they're in, guess what? Republican or Democratic districts primarily. Yeah, you got it. Red Republican. Now, let me ask the obvious question. How the hell does this guy know it's the Russians? You think they call up, this is Vladimir Putin, and I'm going to blow up your election center, so you better evacuate because I want Donald Trump out of there. He endorsed Kamala Harris as a joke so people wouldn't accuse him of trying to influence the election for Donald Trump. He wants to work with Trump. He doesn't like the New World Order. He doesn't. They don't embrace their climate change mitigation BS. Oh, listen, I'm not a Putin fan, but I'll take a Putin alliance with America any day over the United Nations Global Governance Agreement that we signed on September 22nd. This guy's saying, who told him this? Huh? Hey, I'm from the FSB, the old KGB. We're blowing up your election centers. Yeah, we're the Russians. Make sure you get it right when you hold your press conference. How the hell does he know? He doesn't say, the CIA told me, like, you can trust that. He just comes out, Russia, suppression, sending voters home so they can't vote in Republican areas. It's GOP killing GOP votes. Well, it's the same thing we had in Arizona. So now you know why I told these stories. This is national importance. Stephen Reicher, Bill Gates, GOP, took out a PAC against Carrie Lake, GOP. Oh, there's a difference, though. There's Republican, there's MAGA. Carrie is MAGA. Those two are globalists under the control of China. Stephen Reicher got bounced in his own primary this last fall by 30 points because the people are on to his conniving and cheating ways. And remember I told you, the head of the GOP last spring, Jeff DeWitt, on tape, offered Carrie Lake bribe worth millions of dollars for her not to run for election. GOP trying to bribe GOP. This is what this ass clown is doing right here. This is their consistent strategy. See, I'm telling you, Arizona exports all the criminal behaviors with elections. And we see it in Georgia. We see it. By the way, we're getting reports in Michigan now, too, and I may have to come back and report on that. I can't possibly report on everything today. It's just the cheating is off the charts, and I'm having a hard time keeping up, but I am getting strong reports of Michigan. Isn't it surprising? Swing states. We're not hearing it in California where they have a controlled process. We're not hearing it in New York. We're not hearing it in Wyoming where they wouldn't have a chance to overturn the Republicans. We're only hearing it in the swing states. This man is trying to steal the presidential election by suppressing Republican voters, sending them home. They didn't send them to, this election center didn't get challenged over here. You know, and you know who's not making a big deal of this? This is a big frickin' deal. Do you agree with me? This is a big deal when you're sending Republicans, primarily Republicans, home and keeping them from voting. Not even, at least in Arizona, when they broke the voting machines prior to voting, at least they sent those dominant Republican voters. They tried to send them to other centers, even though, like I said, a lot of people fell through the cracks. Many people, tens of thousands of people. But at least they were given somewhat of an option. He's not even given them an option. There's all these Republicans that aren't going to have their vote counted in Georgia. Now, Trump is winning. But he can't overcome this. This is why I'm telling you, folks, there's got to come a separation between this administration and the American people. Trump would win this election 75 to 25 conservatively. It could even be higher. But that's how much the cheating is taking place in the swing states. I don't know how to make it any more clear, but we've got more. Hold on. Let's leave this area and let's go to Apache County on the reservation. they traditionally vote Democrat overwhelmingly, like 90%. This year, it's different. It's different. They're tired on the reservation of the same old broken promises. Now, their elected leaders, elected in quotes, they live the life of Riley. They run casinos, they have all these great deals, while the people live on earthen floors, many without electricity. The only time some of their kids get to shower is when they go to school. It's how bad they live. Yet their leaders, they live the life of Riley. And now guess what, people? The voting machines in Apache County have broken. But they have a perfect answer. Fill out your vote. Put it in this box over here. What could possibly go wrong? But wait a minute. We have more. Back to Pennsylvania for a second. Legal authorities had to come in today because in the aforementioned counties that I talked about earlier in the earlier segment, the aforementioned counties, Philadelphia, Wark, Westmoreland, Allegheny, Lehigh, Cambria, Wyoming, Lackawanna, Bucks, Butler, Lancaster, okay, all these counties, they were suppressing the poll watchers. They weren't admitting them across the state. Republican poll watchers kept it. Remember they put the pizza boxes up in 2020? Remember that? They're doing the same thing. Only now they're even being more obvious about it. No, you can't come in here. And it took the legal authorities and a legal action from a GOP group to get them in there to watch. But how much cheating went on during the time that they weren't there? So another element. Okay, we got more. I've got a preliminary in from Michigan. Voter machine failures in GOP labor-rich areas. Unbelievable. Are you going to share this? People say, are you trying to incite people? Yeah, I'm trying to incite people to recognize what we have so we stand down and say we are not following this illegitimate government. That's what I'm saying. I didn't say take up arms. I didn't say hurt anybody. I do think we need some citizen grand juries to prosecute some of these criminals, particularly at the county and the state level. I do think we need to look at that as well, too. But we're going to talk about that as the week unfolds. What options are available to us? Paul Preston and I, we talked for quite a while on Saturday night while we were both driving. We haven't had time to do an interview. I really want to get him on. I'm going to try for tomorrow night. But man, oh man, oh man, he's so busy right now. But he's got some really good ideas about what we can do. If you have good ideas, and I don't want to see the violence card played on my site. If you do that, I'm going to take down the post. Okay? It's not like pick up the arms, let's go. I'm not saying someday that may not become necessary, but you probably won't be the one that starts it. It'll probably be the other side trying to further suppress you because you're not giving in to their communist ways. That's how I think it would start. And then it really will come down to the military and foreign troops. And that war is not on your level. That's one you better sit out as much as you can. But if you got reasonable ideas, civilized, nonviolent ideas, excuse me, what can we do? Leave the comments. We're on top of it here on the Common Sense Show with regard to this voter fraud issue. I'm asking you, please, to share this far and wide. We'll see you back here next time. God bless.